Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, DontPerish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, I got a really quick teaching for you today. Make sure you're persecuted for the right reasons. You know, recently I know some men that have fallen into sin. They claim to be born-again Christians, even teachers. And they got in trouble with the law. One of them for abusing his wife. The other one for getting involved in militant ways with guns and some illegal gun parts, I guess. And I see this all the time. I see Christians that sin, live in their flesh, worldly and carnal, and they get in trouble, and then they cry, persecution. Well, let's talk about this for a second. 1 Peter 4:15 through 19. Let me read something to you. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's affairs. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on his behalf. For the time has come that judgments must first begin in the house of God. For if it begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit to the keeping of their souls to him and doing well as unto a faithful creator. So go back and read that again, 1 Peter 4. What Peter's saying is, don't bring a reproach on Christ's name and end up suffering because you're in sin, you break laws, you're worldly and carnal. Then it's the wrong type of persecution. You know, I mentioned those two men. The one man is accused of macing, pepper spraying his wife in her face. Now, it's said, some people have said that he said he was defending himself against her. He's an ex-military guy. She's a relatively small woman. What an excuse. I don't know if he's repented of his ways or not. But many of his followers have said, oh, he's just being persecuted and God's going to be glorified in this and things like that. The other guy that got involved in the illegal gun parts, and he's a felon, he has guns in his house, he got caught up in militant mindsets, posting against the government, buying army equipment, it appears, from his Facebook page. And the feds came and raided his house thinking he might be a terrorist. He's not suffering because he's a Christian or for Christ. That's what he's trying to claim. Oh, I'm suffering. You're persecuting me. No, you're suffering because you're reaping what you're sown in your sin. 2 Timothy 3, verse 12. Yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Did you catch that? If you live godly in Christ Jesus. Whooping up on your wife or buying illegal military things and talking bad about the government and being worldly and carnal, ready to fight and shoot for freedom, that's not living godly in Christ. We're to be about the kingdom of God. Colossians 3:2, set your mind on things above. We're to love our wives. We're not to be, the Bible says that a leader teacher should not be a striker. Titus 1, 1 Timothy 3, that means violent. So, men and ladies, let's make sure we're persecuted for the right reasons, okay? You know, if Brother Jim goes out and he's mean-spirited and he incites racial issues and he becomes anti-government and he does all types of legal activity, and then I bring the law and I bring all types of issues on myself, I can't say that that's because I'm a Christian. No, I'm reaping what I've sown. Peter says we're to live blameless as leaders. Examples, tupos. Examples in the Greek is tupos. Let me read you another scripture verse, Matthew 24:9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Did you catch that? Why would you be hated and persecuted? For Christ's namesake. Not because you whooped up on your wife. Not because you got involved in illegal gun stuff and anti-government militia groups. No, for the name of Christ. So just a quick teaching. I got to hold myself accountable to this too. Make sure when I suffer persecution, that it's because I'm preaching the gospel, because I'm calling out false teachers, because I'm trying to make biblical disciples, because I'm preaching the full counsel of God's word, because I'm living holy and obedient, not because I get in my flesh, live worldly and carnal, do illegal activity on the side, and then claim I'm being persecuted for my faith. That's smearing our Lord and Savior's name and his truth. I rebuke those men for that. What happens when you get caught in your sin? If you're a true man of God, well, what you need to do is you need to name it, admit it, repent of it, take the consequences. If you're a leader teacher, you're done. Step down. Go mend your life through repentance and prayer and seeking the Lord. But don't make excuses saying, I'm being persecuted. You know, in this country, there's no doubt they're going to come after true, born-again, biblical, Christ-crucified preaching saints of God. There's no doubt. I know that. And false men that are going out and getting involved in military actions or beating up on their wives or doing illegal things, having affairs, whatever. I've even heard men that have affairs blame, oh, well, she threw herself at me and I'm being persecuted. They came after me because I was a Christian. What foolish, ridiculous talk. There's no doubt this government in this world in the next 4 or 5 years, it's going to get much worse. And they're going to use these false men to come after us and silence us and say, oh, see those Bible believers, they're dangerous. Not mainstream Christianity. Oh, they've already folded to the New World Order and to the governments. They're 501c3, they're signed in with the governments. I'm talking about those of us that are following Christ, not part of man-made religion, won't bow our knee to all of their false ways and their ungodly ways. We're going to be persecuted severely, as Jesus said, unto death. And these false men, claiming their false persecution as they sin, they're the reason it's going to bring more and more persecution on true believers. So I just wanted to bring that up today. Make sure when you're persecuted for Christ, or you're persecuted at all, make sure that it's biblical and that it's for the cause of Christ and for truth, holiness, righteousness' sake. Not your own flesh and your own mistakes that have put you right where you belong, reaping what you've sown. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. We love you all. Hope you're having a great day. We are preaching the gospel, teaching, making disciples. Check out our teaching blog. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. Until next time, go out and strive for the Lord. Be ready for persecution. Make sure it's biblical, God-honoring persecution. May God be praised.